Roll Away Your Stone, Mumford & Sons on 106.1 The Corner, and Everybody Talks from Neon Trees. 9:07 here on The Corner Breakfast Show. Time to talk environmentally friendly actions and happenings, and it's always fun to get an update from Terry Kent, a.k.a. Better World Betty. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. It's approaching Halloween time, so you've got some eco party tips for us.
And everyone's super excited this year because it's on a Friday.
Yeah, totally.
Love that. All right, so let's talk about food. Let's talk about decorations and costumes. Obviously, this time of year, it's the perfect fall harvest. So we recommend buying your locally grown pumpkin for decorating. And definitely, you want to save those seeds and roast them. Use everything. And if you compost, put all those guts in the composter. But my kids love that snack. It's really a healthy snack.
The seeds.
Pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yeah. So good.
And local apples for bobbing. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many great local also food and candy shops. Just to list a few, we've got Sweet House and Pearl's Bake Shop and Capellini's and Gerhardt's Chocolate. Oh my goodness. And then the new shop on the downtown mall, the Chocolate Shop, which has lots of fun. I don't know if you've been there.
Yeah.
Super fun candy and assortments and things. And they do amazing things with chocolate and bacon.
Even
chocolate
like
and bourbon.
Bugs, I think. That's like the ultimate recycling, right?
Love it. Also, you know, we've got some fun decoration ideas from recycled materials. You know, I think the hardest thing, Jeff, and you'll know when your little one grows up, when they become older and they want decoration, they want to go to buy the cheap fun Halloween decorations made in Taiwan or wherever it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we recommend there's so many fun things you can do with recycled materials. So spider webs from stockings with the runs in them. And tombstone made out of cardboard boxes. Hang your bed sheets. I've seen this done out in the country. A bunch of ghosts, you know, hang bed sheets and tying the neck around, and that's just an easy one. Paint foam packing peanuts to look like bugs.
We got plenty of those. We just moved
the scourge
a couple months ago. So
peanuts
all over the place.
And then I saw this at Mickey Tavern, and I want to remind everyone, especially as we approach the holiday season, there's so many great tourist stops that I think us locals tend to forget about sometimes. And one of them is Mickey Tavern. They have a couple of really fun gift shops. And they have a solar panel lid jar. So all you do is you put it on top of your mason jar, and it's an instant light that can light your path.
Oh, cool.
I know they have a lot of solar lights you know, around in the shops, but I just thought that was really fun because I have plenty of mason jars, and you just put all you do is buy the little lid top that has a little solar panel and put that on there.
There you go. Cool.
And you know, the other thing is it's hard too, costume wise, to not just go and buy the like one all-in-one costume. But I think part of the fun of Halloween is gathering. So I went through my basement and found some feathers that I had used. So I'm actually going to be a recycling angel, I think. So we'll see what that turns out. But, you know, there's great consignment shops. ReThreads, Twice as Nice, Goodwill, the SPCA store, Salvation Army. They're all on betterworldbetty.org/directory. So we have a directory of all these great consignment shops. It's under C, and we really encourage people to use that. When it comes to parties, another thing that's tempting to do is bring out the plastic and the one use, but we really encourage people, if you're going to do that, what you want to do is buy the ones and two plastics. If you're absolutely going to go that route, don't buy the hard plastics that break and that are hard and shatter. Those are virtually impossible to recycle. But the better option is to go with compostable, which there's this new line called Susty that I saw actually at Target and other places in town. If you use disposable cups, you can, you know, then recycle or compost at your home. Or you can use, what else was I thinking of? I totally spaced it and I didn't write that one down.
How do you spell Susty?
S-U-S-T-Y.
Okay.
And they also have, instead of plastic straws, they have like cardboard fun shaped or fun decorated straws for the kids.
Okay.
And we always like to tell people, avoid Kevlar balloons. You know those shiny aluminum looking ones?
Mm-hmm.
They are actually made of spacesuit material.
Wow.
So that's how they were created, is the astronauts, and we borrowed over the from NASA,
mm-hmm.
which means they never go away.
Oh.
And they're really durable. And, you know, you sometimes see them in trees and you're just like, oh, man. So I always tell people, come up with some fun alternatives to balloons. And obviously, be sure to recycle. Offer your guests recycling opportunities. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Instead of using compostable, just use your regular dishware. And also, there's some lines. Sesti also has a line of bamboo that you can reuse over and over again for all your parties. So that's a great one.
Okay.
And last but not least, reuse as much as possible from year to year. And there you go. Some green holiday tips for the Halloween. Halloween's one of my favorite.
Mine,
what are you going to be,
I love
Jeff?
It. Well, my my 6-month-old son, almost 7 months now, he has like a Superman costume with like the cape and everything.
Love it.
It's a onesie, I guess, that my folks bought for him. So I think he's going to be Superman. I found like a Batman.
Oh, that's awesome.
Except it's missing the mask part. So I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to find the mask somewhere.
All right.
Well, or maybe just go with makeup. I don't know. Paint my face black. No, that's going to be weird.
Oh, that's funny. Well, speaking of superheroes, we are having, Betty is having, forming a recycling team.
Okay.
So we know these people are going to be able to leap tall buildings and help us and lead certified buildings in a single bound and be our local on the grounds recycling heroes.
Yeah.
We're going to start, we'll have more on that, but we're developing kind of a program, a club, a squad.
Mm-hmm.
We need help from listeners on a name.
Okay.
So through the weekend, we're having a poll, and you can go to betterworldbetty.org or you can go to our Facebook. But here are some of the names. The Planeteers.
I like that one. Yeah, that's good. Dun, dun, dun.
Betty's Recycling Squad.
Okay.
I love squad.
Yeah, squad, personally. Okay. Yeah.
But this is awesome. Zero Waste Warriors.
That's a good one, yeah.
Mission Recyclable.
Mm.
Betty's R Force. I love that one. But, I mean, it needs a little explaining.
That's almost like that could be a pirate team, though.
The R Force. And finally, Betty's Recycling Brigade.
Okay.
Now, you can
those
also
good candidates, yeah.
Put in your own.
Oh, okay.
So
I bet you're getting some creative ones there in the other box.
We had Waste Watchers. That was one that we saw on Facebook.
That's good.
So please hop on Facebook. Help us decide the names for this crew. And if you're intrigued and interested, more to come.
All right, our
squadron.
That's great. Yeah, the Zero Waste Warriors. I think that's good because you got the Z. There's always good to have a Z.
Ooh,
in
Z.
a superhero.
I remember
the
Zorro,
Z-Men, whatever. Okay. Well, thanks, Better World Betty, joining us every other Friday here on the Corner Breakfast Show. Thanks, Terry. Always good to see you. How about some fits and the tantrums now? It's Out of My League on 106.1 The Corner.